But what do those who fear nothing say? That the phrase, "Now I know in part," is spoken in contingencies, for the apostle had the complete understanding of God. And now he refers to himself as a child? How does he see through a mirror? How obscurity, if he possesses the totality of knowledge? And why does he attribute it as something unique to the Spirit and to no other force in creation, stating, "For who among people knows a person's thoughts except the Spirit of the person which is in him?" Just so, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. And Christ himself states that this is exclusive to him alone by saying, "Not that anyone has seen the Father except he who is from God, he has seen the Father," assigning the term vision to the most clear and perfect knowledge.